Chapter 4, The Trial. When the trial began, Portia gave the Duke of Venice a letter. The letter was from Bellario. It said that he could not be Antonio's lawyer because he was sick. Bellario wrote that Balthazar would be Antonio's lawyer instead. Balthazar was actually Portia in disguise. The Duke didn't mind that Balthazar would represent Antonio. He did wonder, however, if Balthazar was experienced enough. He looked very young. Portia looked around the huge courtroom. Shylock seemed to be enjoying his day in court. Antonio looked at her with begging eyes. Portia then looked over at her husband. Bassanio didn't realize that Balthazar was actually his wife either. As the trial began, the room grew quiet. Portia spoke to Shylock first.
Sir, according to the agreement, you can take a pound of flesh from Antonio. There's no question about that. But I want to remind you of another choice, of a more noble choice. You could choose to be merciful. You may ask, what is mercy? Well, I'll tell you. Mercy is like the gentle rain. It falls from heaven. It blesses everyone. It blesses the person who gives mercy and the person who takes it. Mercy makes you feel like a king. You have all of the power in the world. You have the power to give Antonio his life. It is only through mercy that you can do this.
All of the citizens in the courtroom agreed with Portia, everyone except for Shylock.
I don't care about mercy! I only want justice!
He yelled.
Well, why don't you just allow Antonio to pay you back?
It's too late for that now! I don't want money! I want my pound of flesh! Read the contract! It says that I can take the pound of flesh, and it says that I can take it from the place nearest to his heart.
Antonio, you must get ready to die then,
said Portia. Everyone in the crowd gasped. They couldn't believe what they were hearing.
Shylock,
said Portia in a pleading voice,
please take this money and let me tear up the loan contract.
Shylock said,
I will never change my mind, not for any reason.
He began sharpening his long knife. He couldn't wait to cut into Antonio. Portia turned to Antonio.
Do you have anything to say before you die?
No, said Antonio. I am ready to die.
Then he turned to Bassanio.
Goodbye, my friend. Don't blame yourself for my death.
Bassanio was crying.
Oh, Antonio, I would do anything to save your life, but there's nothing I can do. I'm so sorry. You are the best friend in the world.
Enough of this!
Yelled Shylock.
Let's get on with it. I want my pound of flesh.
Portia asked the Duke.
Is the scale ready?
The Duke nodded.
Is the doctor here?
What doctor?
Asked Shylock.
There should be a doctor here. Antonio shouldn't bleed to death.
But of course, Shylock wanted him to bleed to death.
The contract says nothing about a doctor.
But surely we need a doctor here. It's the only decent thing to do.
The contract says nothing about a doctor!
Shylock repeated.
All right,
said Portia.
A pound of flesh is yours. The law allows it. The court awards it.
Shylock was very happy that he could finally kill his enemy. He was very pleased with the young lawyer.
You are such a good lawyer,
he said.
You understand justice.
Shylock picked up his sharp knife. It was bright and shiny. The moneylender had an evil look in his eyes.
Come here,
he said to Antonio.
Just a minute,
said Portia.
There is another thing I need to tell you. This contract doesn't give you a drop of blood. If Antonio loses a drop of blood, you will break the law. The city of Venice will take all of your money and land. Do you understand?
Shylock didn't know what to say. Everything had changed. He couldn't possibly get his revenge now. His face turned red with anger. Everyone was very impressed with this young lawyer. Balthazar used the terms of the contract to save Antonio. There was no mention of blood in the contract. Shylock could not take any blood. Therefore, he couldn't take any flesh either. The people in the courtroom clapped their hands.
Hooray for Balthazar!
Shylock slammed his fist against the table.
Well, where's my money then? If I can't have my pound of flesh, I want my money!
Here it is!
Bassanio happily threw him a bag with 3,000 ducats inside. Shylock began to walk away.
Not so fast,
said Portia.
You tried to murder someone. By law, you must give all of your money to the city of Venice. You could also be killed. You are at the mercy of the Duke of Venice. Get down on your hands and knees. Beg him for forgiveness.
No, said the Duke. I don't think anyone should have to beg for their life. It isn't right. I must make an important decision, and I must think about it carefully. I want Shylock thrown in jail tonight. Tomorrow, I will tell you what his punishment will be.
Everyone left the courthouse that afternoon. They walked through the streets, talking about the trial. No one could remember a more unusual day.